wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Taken or left, when Jesus comes, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again, and at his return, he will take some of us home to heaven with himself, but others will be left on this earth for the awful judgments of the tribulation which shall come upon all the world. My Bible text is the most timely message our Lord Jesus Christ ever spoke. We will first consider it as the plainest, simplest revelation of God's Word. What words could be clearer than these? I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Lord Jesus thus spoke as he anticipated his going back to heaven to his Father, going by way of the cross, going with his own blood and thus opening the door of heaven for us, going by his triumphant resurrection as he defeated the powers of death and of the devil. And after so going back to heaven, he promised, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Who is coming again? This very same Jesus who went away into heaven, the resurrected man in his real human body, seen by his disciples as he went, and seen by us as he returns. Not an invisible spirit, but the same Jesus who said, a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have, as he showed his disciples his nail-pierced hands and feet. I will come again. Signs in heaven and earth increase, but we do not rest on these, but on his own certain word, I will come again. His word is irresistible. Neither men nor demons can withstand it. It is the infallible word of the man who has all power in heaven and in earth. Neighbor, count on it. Prepare for it. One thing is sure, Jesus is coming again. He said so, and heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. I am not pointing you to some spectacular sign, as sensational preachers do, but I sound in your ears the clear word of my Lord. I will come again and receive you unto myself. Second, this is the greatest promise our Lord ever made. He promised eternal life and forgiveness of sins, but these blessings are eclipsed by this promise of being with him, eternally one with the Lord of glory, and being his very own, inseparably united to the Son of God. To see his face and hear his voice and behold his glory, and upon seeing him to be transformed into his very likeness, as the Bible says, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What promise of our Lord could take such hopeless sinners as we are out of the pit of sin and into the glory of heaven itself forever with the Lord? This promise tops the list. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Third, what message could be as timely as these words? They are geared to this very hour. They are for these closing days of this dispensation of the grace of God. They are for these fearful days when all is tense, as we all feel that something gigantic is about to happen, and a dread of it has caused men's hearts to fail them for fear. They are for these perplexing days when neither statesmen nor the great world United Nations can come up with the answer. All fails. Nothing meets the need. Christ is the only answer, and he says, I will come again. They are so timely for these devilish days when the devil has really taken over, filling the world with demons so that people destroy themselves like the swine of Gadara when the demons entered them and they ran into the sea. So people today are killing themselves by suicide, by wars, and by liquor and by dope. Devilish days when the demons of lust make an immoral smog that creeps into the schools and homes of every nation, so that sex is on the minds and in the mouths of those from 9 to 90. Devilish days when Satan-inspired prophets are with supernatural arguments flooding the world with their Christless theories. What could meet the need of this very hour? The one who said, I am the truth. He will come, and in his presence all the assumptions of these false prophets will smash like the waves on the rocks. The message for this generation, for this very hour, is, I will come again. It is not some relic of ages past, nor is it some prophecy of a far distant age. It is for today, right now. Truly, it is the most timely message our Lord ever spoke. Fourth, it is bound to affect each of us more than anything else could affect us in one way or another. For the Lord Jesus said that at his coming, one shall be taken and the other left. Taken, home to heaven in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. For he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Left, here on earth, for that awful tribulation of anguish, darker days than this world has ever known, when iniquity shall abound, when the devil will run the works, and the Antichrist will reign, and days when God will pour from heaven his plagues of hail and fire, and from the bottomless pit will come up the demons of pain and torment. One shall be taken and the other left, and left forever, shut outside the door, shut up to judgments without mercy. What event of history has ever or could ever so affect people? As the Lord Jesus says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, the Christ rejecters cry, not me, count me out. Many of them hearing the gospel felt the strivings of the Spirit of God, but when it meant to break with the world, to turn from their loved sins, and to deny themselves and to take up their cross and follow Jesus, to obey him as their Lord, and to trust themselves wholly to him as their Savior, then they turned him down and clung to their ungodly wickedness. So now they want to be counted out, and they shall have as they have chosen. But others shrink from being Christ rejectors, for they, like Judas Iscariot, pretend to be his disciples. They have the tongue of an angel, and they go through the motions of a Christian. They were at the baptismal font and bowed at the communion table. They learned the catechism and can recite the Lord's Prayer and the Creed, but they have never been born again. Repentance they ignore, the obedience of faith they refuse, and they laugh at the idea of one having a personal experience with a living Christ, whose voice they have heard and whom they love and obey. Christianity to them is just a religion they profess, but they never receive the living Lord Jesus Christ, and when he comes again, he will not receive them, but say to them, depart from me, I never knew you, and they shall be left. Now, neighbor, where are you in this picture? Perhaps you do not know, so I will help you. You recoil from being either a hypocrite or a Christ rejecter. Our Lord said, I will receive you unto myself. Our Lord was speaking of those who are called in the preceding chapter as his own. Now notice those words, his own. Jesus, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. As our Lord said, receive you unto myself. He was in the upper room with only his real disciples, for Judas had gone out. And so when he comes again, only his own will be taken, and all others will be left for judgment. Neighbor, are you really one of his own? That means his property, bought by his blood, and those who have by their own choice surrendered themselves to the Lord Jesus to serve and obey him as their Lord and Master. His own. That means that Christ Jesus, who came to save sinners, claims them as his own, those for whom he died. Another scripture says, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Others may boast of belonging to this lodge or to that church, but these belong to Christ, and his name alone they confess. Another Bible verse says, the Lord knoweth them that are his. They are not their own to go where they please, say what they please, or do as they please. They are his to do his will. Another verse shows how we can tell them, as it states, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. A changed life is the proof of a changed heart. But the supreme evidence is the presence of the Holy Spirit. As the scripture says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Neighbor, let there be no mistake about this. Be sure that you are a real Christian with the Holy Spirit in your heart, and a changed life is the evidence of it. For only those who are his own will be taken when Jesus comes. Search your own heart and life in God's holy presence. Be honest with God. Rest not till you know that you're one of his own. If you're not, you can be right now. How? Repent of your sins before God and make a complete surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord to obey him, and commit yourself to him alone to trust as your Savior. Get on your knees and tell him so. Then God will seal you with his Holy Spirit. Christ will claim you as an heir of his salvation, and your new life in Christ will be the daily evidence that you have been born again. And when Jesus returns to receive his own, he will receive you unto himself, that where he is, you will be also. You shall be taken home to heaven and not left here for judgment. Jesus is coming. Be sure of this one thing, that you are one who belongs to Christ, one of his own. Take no rest yourself, and give God no rest till you know, till you are certain that you belong to Christ. Amen. Neighbor, what does all this mean to you when you are not one of the Lord's people? One day in some places and night in other places. All radio and TV programs shall be broken into as announcers try to explain the strange thing that has happened. Not in one city, but in every city and every country. People are missing in some families, one in some, two or three in others, and likewise in the buses and planes, and the awful crashes and panic when a pilot or driver left his post. No one can explain it. Nothing like it ever happened before. And there was no earthquake or hurricane and no invading army or bomb. And it could not have been a religious connection, for all the churches and most of the pastors are still here. But some have observed that the missing people were those religious fanatics who were always talking about their Jesus. And what makes it more mysterious, the cemeteries are a wreck. Some of the tombstones are thrown over, and dirt thrown around like a bomb went off in those graves. And those graves are empty while all the other graves are intact. And one of our radio staff observed that the tombstones of the empty graves had something about Jesus on the stone. And in this dilemma, our new staff has hunted for some of those Bible preachers, but they're all gone. So let us all be calm. Don't panic. Whatever it is, we are helpless to cope with it. This station will keep you informed, for our staff will go into action to get at the bottom of all this. As you shut off the radio, you know what has happened. The Lord Jesus Christ has come again, as he said he would, and he has taken his people home to heaven, and you are left. And you know it is too late for you to be saved, for the door is shut. And you are left a part of that world that crucified God's Son, and then plunged deeper into sin and God defiance with every passing generation. And as you look out, it seems that the sun has left the heavens, and angry clouds with fiery lightnings tell how the day of God's wrath and vengeance has come. Neighbor, in that day, no one can help you, but today I want to help you. Get alone with God and tell him all the truth, your sin and wickedness of heart and life, and your rebellion and defiance of him. Confess yourself only worthy of his judgment, but cry to him for mercy, not because of anything you have done, but because of what Jesus Christ, his Son, did for you as he died for your sins. Then call on the Lord Jesus to save you and make you one of his own people, delivering you from this world as you now surrender to him to be your Lord, to obey, as your King to be in his kingdom, and your Savior to save and change you to live for him. This will bring the conscious assurance that he has received you, and when he comes, he will receive you as one of his own to heaven, taken to be with Christ forever. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
What will you do with Jesus? What will you do?